$10 million is coming for a forest and habitat conservation effort in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. One aim is to keep the golden-winged warbler off the federal threatened species list. In Rhinelander, Wisconsin DNR wildlife biologist Jeremy Holtz has gotten to know the warbler well enough to imitate its call.
I hate to say it, but I kind of characterize it like beer buzz, buzz, buzz.
Holt says Wisconsin is home to 25% of the world's breeding population of the golden-winged warbler, and the songbird can be found nearly statewide. But it is on a list here called Species of Greatest Conservation Need, those wildlife that have low or declining numbers and are in need of conservation action. Holt says the action for the golden-winged warbler will mainly be in northern counties that have a lot of aspen and include harvesting of some of the trees.
You almost need to think of aspen more like grass. When you cut it off the stump, it regrows from the roots, and that's how it reproduces. And so if you don't manage aspen over time, it can grow sick and die out, and then we lose that component on the landscape. And when we lose those early succession plants like aspen, the wildlife species that depend on it, like American woodcock, golden-winged warbler, and others, they start to fade as well.
Holt says the federal money will help add more staff to do things like talk to private landowners about the benefits of managing their forests to both generate some income and improve wildlife habitat. Financial help will be available to qualifying landowners. The American Bird Conservancy says across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan, the goal is to create new breeding areas for about 1,200 pairs of golden-winged warblers and 16,000 more of the birds within 4 years. Other groups or government agencies taking part include the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service and Wisconsin Woodland Owners Association. It's related to an effort called the Wisconsin Young Forest Partnership. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.